Blog Talk Radio.
God's word. We want to live God's word. We want to be about God's word. So I have been talking to God in prayer like I'm talking with you. And I had asked God, what would you have me to share with the people on this Friday? And God has shared with me some things. And the one thing that really jumped out at me was that, let's get real. Let's talk. We're going to talk. We're going to be a little deep tonight. You know, some people say, oh, you're so deep. Okay, tonight I'm going to be a little deep because ministry starts in yourself first. So when you're ministering to others, so people would think, I'm also ministering to myself. So if I believe God gave me something to help me, I'm trying to make sure I share with you that it will help you. When I was a little girl, there was a couple of little things my mom used to say, like what profits a man to gain the world and lose his whole soul. And we would say, Mom, what you mean by that? What you mean by that? And we would say, Mom, we say, because we were kids, you know, and we were, we confessed Christ at an early age, and we was going to church all the time. We was like, Mom, we say. And she would say things like, you know, sometime you won't even realize it, but you have left your first love. And we was like, left our first love. Mom, I love you. I love you, Dad. She was like, no, your first love should be to the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And she said, you have to love Jesus with all your heart. And I was like, wow. So with saying that, I looked up where it says, leaving, you have left your first love. And I found that in Revelation, the second chapter, the fourth verse. But I'm going to read the fourth in the fifth verse, because the fourth verse says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. And I said, wow, it's in the word. You know, I'm not saying I just said it now. My mom taught us when we were younger. I'm just revealing it to you that it's in his word. So if you didn't know it or if you forgot it, here it goes, Revelation 2 and 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. The fifth verse says, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen and repent. That's the key right there, repent. After you remember from whence thou hast fallen, repent and do thy first works over or else. That part right there kind of shook me because he said, or else. He didn't just say, do your first works over. He said, do your first works over or else. So I got to thinking about it. Whoa, what was my first works? First, I had to realize I needed God. Then I had to realize I needed to repent to God and admit to him I needed him. And then after I repented and admitted and told him I needed him, I had to mean it in my heart. God, forgive me of every sin, knowingly, unknowingly, willingly, unwillingly, and allowing people to push me into a place that I know I was not supposed to be in, or a place in my mindset that I know I'm not supposed to think in. I had to repent and ask God to just take me back to when I first realized how much I loved the Lord, because I realized how much the Lord loved me. He loved me first. It wasn't no, I wrote him a letter, would you be my God or not? No, he loved me first. He gave me the breath of life. He gave me the ability to move my hands. He gave me the ability to walk with my feet. He gave me the ability to see. He gave me the ability to hear and the ability to speak. When I realized that, I had to come to God and say, God, forgive me for not keeping you first, for not staying in love with you, for not telling everybody about you. You know how my niece put something on Facebook the other day about this new sandwich she had checked out. And she was saying it was good, how good it was. So I had to repent and ask God to forgive me for not telling people he was good, how good he is. How I had to go back. Now, my sister just mentioned this to me on today, how to go back and say, God, I thank you for the different things I've been through in life. You know, I don't want to tell nobody else's story because I got enough stuff in my own life to tell you. Y'all know what I mean. I remember when I was a little girl and we was playing down on the school ground. We lived down the street from Lucy Flower High School, and we had a school ground down there where we used to play softball. And across the street, it was like a water company for the city of Chicago where the water trucks and stuff would be. And they had this big old gate. I would say the gate probably was about maybe 15, 16 feet tall. We were kids, so it looked like it was 20 feet or more. It looked like a big gate to us. And our goal was to hit the ball over that gate. Then once you hit it over the gate, you walked around with your shoulders back and your head up because you did something big. Now, we were kids, and to us to be able to hit the home run was like hitting the ball out of Wrigley Field or White Sox Park. At the time, that's what it was called. And then if you was outfield trying to catch the ball so you could get the next person up to bat, if you didn't catch the ball and it went over the gate, you wanted to climb up the gate, jump over the gate, and be the first one to get the ball. So this particular day, I was the first one over the gate. And as I ran and jumped over the gate, when I jumped down to get the ball, my thumb right in here caught on the top of the gate that had the spikes, because that's how they try to keep us out the yard. But you know, the kids are, or people are, there's a will, there's a way. My hand got caught up there, but I was still so determined to get that ball that I just snatched my hand down and it ripped my hand in part because I wanted to get down into that ball. Now, with that happened, I was able to go to the hospital, get stitches, and I could still use that hand. Now, mind you, I'm right-handed, and I could still use that hand. Now, after that event, other things happened, like falling down, busting my knee open, my face, my chin, my nose, different things. God brought me through that. You know, my apostle today was telling me about and looking for signs, miracles, and wonders, and how God had reminded us of the things that he brought us through. She'll tell you her testimony, which is awesome. A book, she could write a book on it. But with this being said, I was so busy trying to get back to the plate to play, to hit the ball over the gate, because back then, you know, we were kids. Pain didn't hit us. Didn't hurt us. We didn't even think about it. By the time I got down to the house to show my mom, it was so much dirt and blood in that. I don't know if my hand got infected, but they gave me tetanus shots anyway. But that's back to that story. But we're going to keep going. When I think about how I had a motorcycle accident in 85, and it was the day before my birthday, and my foot got cut off. I'm going to pause for a minute. Y'all ain't got to rewind it. I'm going to repeat it. My foot got cut off right across from the side across, as we call it, bunions. And it was just in two pieces that was hanging there. Little bitty thin piece of skin kept my foot from being totally separated. It's like a little piece of gum. Just a piece of skin was keeping my foot from being completely severed in two pieces, but it was severed through the arteries, through the veins, the skin, the tissue, the bone, everything. But I was able to be able to be taken to Cook County Hospital, where they saved my foot, put it back together, put it back on my, I don't even know how they did it, but God gave me the doctors that knew how. And even though the white doctors wanted to cut it off, it was a black doctor that said, no, I can save your foot. Even though he was a student, he said, I can save your foot, and he saved my foot. And because of that, that was a sign, a miracle, and a wonder. Now, after that, I riding on my motorcycle again. Didn't see the debris in the highway because it was the side of the expressway, and I was riding. I hit the debris, and I began to slide down the expressway. I always make a joke and say, it got so hot on one side slide, I flipped over to the other side to take the pressure and the heat off that side, and I was just going down the expressway like I was skiing, but flipping from side to side. But that was a sign and a miracle. See, that's God, because we're looking in one area, but God has to remind us where he has blessed us in other areas. We're looking for the hee-ha right now, but you forgot about the hee-ha back then. I think about the other times when we used to go out to different parties when we were younger. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to sit there and act like, yeah, I've been saved all your life, but I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for forgiveness. I thank God for bringing out. When we used to go to parties and shootings would break out in the parties. Now, this stuff going on now ain't nothing new. We just hear about it more. And people got shot on the side of us, behind us, in front of us, right over our head, and nothing happened to us. We was laughing and running out because, see, we was young, and as they would say, dumb, but we were blessed because we had a praying mom and aunties and uncles that we had praying parents. We had people praying for us. We had a church that was praying for us. We didn't understand then. Now, that was a sign, a miracle, and a wonder. I remember being in an accident in a car one time and made it out. I remember riding in the car with my sister, Minister Sheila, years ago. She had a Deuce 225. Y'all know what that is. Electric 225. It was green, and it began to rain. And the back then, the drain system, in the city of Chicago wasn't that great. And we was going under the viaduct, and I remember the water getting on her engine, and the car stalled out, and we was in the middle of all that water. We could have been injured or drowned or whatever, but that was God was able to get us out of that situation. Well, we got out the car and was able to get back, but it was signs, miracles, and wonders. Now, back to when we left our first love, I began to talk about some things with God that he reminded me of. So before we go there, let's do this other prayer that I wrote down. I wrote it down because I want to make sure I give God his honor. I want to make sure I give God his praise. I want to make sure I give God his recognition because, see, I don't want to hear about what's going on over there in that camp. But in this camp, we believe in God. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I wrote down, oh, my Lord, I come to you on this night because I have realized that I have left my first love. I stopped trusting you. I stopped inviting you into my life. I stopped inviting you into my family. I stopped inviting you into my school, whether I was going or my son was going. God, I stopped inviting you into when I had to go to court for whatever reason. God, I stopped inviting you into going to work with me. God, I stopped inviting you to be a part of my ministry, to be a part of my church. Now, I'm saying it's I, but we know it's we. But God, I stopped inviting you into my mindset. I stopped inviting you into my homes. I stopped inviting you into teaching me how to even handle my money. God, I stopped inviting you into my heart. I stopped letting you guard my mouth, guard my eyes, and guard my ears. God, I stopped letting you be my God. After all these things that you have proven to me, God, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Teach me, O Lord, how to be faithful unto you. Teach me, O Lord, how to keep you first. Teach me, O Lord, to get up every morning and say, God, I invite you into my life. I invite you into my habitat. I invite you into my home. I invite you into my family. God, I invite you into everything that has to deal with me, do with me, or be about me. God, I ask you to keep me and keep me in good health. God, I thank you for your blessings. God, I thank you for not stopping me from living as afar. God, I'm asking you to keep me focused and keep me focused on your word, on your ministry, and on everything I need to do concerning you. God, keep me focused on how I praise you. Keep me focused on how I thank you. Keep me focused on how I live to make sure I live the word that you have put in my heart, that you have put in your word. I ask you, oh God, to teach me how to keep my heart stayed fast on you. God, I trust you. I love you. I adore you. I'm asking you every morning, God, for your love and your kindness and your grace. God, I know that you said that I left my first love, but God, I'm asking you to take me back. To take me back, God, I thank you for your forgiveness. I thank you for being a forgiving God, God. As I fall on my knees and I throw my hands up every day and I ask you, God, not to forget about me. And whatever you're doing in this season, God, don't forget about me. God, help take me back to the place where I first loved you. God, help keep me focused. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. Now, I want to share with you, I had to realize that when I think about the goodness of the Lord, I think about how God talks to me in my dreams. He's a God of knowing my dreams. I thank God because he's a God that knows my name. I thank God for he's a God I can talk to, and he answers. I thank God for knowing that every hair on my head is numbered. That's how much he loves me. I thank God for letting me know that he's my protector, that he's my provider, that he's my healer, that there's nothing too hard for God. I thank God for being my friend. I thank God for being my refuge. I thank God for being my light. I thank God for being God. I thank him for being my Lord and Savior. I thank God for being my everything. There's some other things I have to talk on that we as people forget to trust God and acknowledge God because, see, one thing I had to realize with us in this world, in this time and age, we forgot to trust God with everything, that he's more than able, he's more than capable, that we don't have to worry about how we're going to get this and how we're going to get that. And some of us, we want to be singers and dancers and stars. And instead of us trusting God with everything, we trying to trust in American Idol and Sunday's Best and The Voice and Soul Soundland and American Got Talent and the World of Dance. We're trying to post a lot on YouTube and hope we get so many hits, and we're putting everything on Facebook and Twitter, whatever you call it, Snapchat and Instagram and TikTok. We put up a lot of nonsense postings. We've been trusting in ourselves instead of trusting in God, because I'm gonna read it to you so you will know that I'm not playing with you. Matthew 6 and 33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." That's what Matthew 6 and 33 says. I know you hear us talk about it a lot, But that's what this ministry stands on, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye the kingdom of God. Y'all got to get it. Y'all got to get it. We're going to go a little further. We're going to go over to, let's go right here. Where is it at? 2 Chronicles 7:14-15. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attent unto the prayers that is made in this place. See that right there? That'll take you back to when you repent for real and say to God, forgive me because I left my first love. Right here in Proverbs 4:5, it says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Verse 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Now, that right there will teach you that, yes, you did the right thing by going back saying, God, forgive me, because I left my first love. This one right here, I like to. Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. Because I remembered I left my first love. But because he gave me the opportunity and a chance to repent and come back to him, his name is a strong tower, and I could run to it. God, I thank you. I could thank you. I know for a fact that I got another one. Let me turn to it. That's it. Let me find it. I got to turn to it. It says, I wrote it down over here. But when thou come to Jesus, no, I don't want to read that one. That's for another time. I need that one for another time. But one thing I do know is Proverbs 46:1 says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Right now, they're saying that they're not talking about COVID-19 no more. They didn't change the name, y'all. They called it CV or COVID-20 or COVID-2. See, they talking about the second wave. But I believe the second wave of prayer, we stopped it before when we prayed that it didn't hit Chicago the way they said it was, how they was opening up the McCormick Place and opening up North Lake and opening up all these other places that had been closed down, and they put the money into them that what they said, we didn't have no money here in the city of Chicago, county of Cook, state of Illinois, but they found money to rebuild these places, reopen these places, refurnish these places. They found money and to do all of that, they found money. But see, we can't be trusting in man because man don't know our God like that. Man's not trusting our God like that. Now, because I'm going to read that to you again now. Psalms 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. We know that in verse 10 it says in the 46:10, be still and know that I am God. See, once we be still and know that he is God, there's nothing too hard for him. Once we be still and let him operate as God operates, there's nothing too hard for him. No matter what they say, you know, well, when I was a kid, most people my age, a little younger or just in my age generation, our parents and grandparents used to say, let the doctors and let them do what they're going to do. But I'm going to go over here in my closet and I'm going to talk to God and see what he's going to do. I don't care what they say, but I want to know what God says. So somewhere along the line, I think when we left our first love, we forgot to ask God what he said. We forgot to wait on what God said. And we would only go to God when we needed something. But I learned in life, don't just go to God when you need something. You know, you could just stop by and say, hey, God, I stopped by to say I love you. I stopped by to say thank you. God, I just stopped by to say, how you doing? You know, you can't dial 1-800 Jesus, you know, you could, but God wants you, the 800 right here. He wants it in your heart. You give him your heart, you could text to him, God, this belongs to you. God, I raise my hands to praise you. God, I open my mouth to tell you how much I adore you. God, I open my heart to invite you in to let you know I love you, Lord. As Minister Margo said, whose report are you going to believe? That's it. That's it. When you sit back and you realize that a lot of the things that come upon this earth is by God's will, because there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing happening that God hasn't gave permission to happen. When they shut down the schools and they shut down the churches and they shut down the stores and they shut up this and they shut up that, you had to get on your face. You had to get on your knees and say, God, what am I going to do? And if you had been listening real hard, you heard God say, trust me. You remember the scripture in the Bible where it talked about how he fed the prophet, how Jesus fed the people with the little fishes and the bread. And did you hear in the Bible, and did you read it for yourself, that he said that you can, if you delight yourself in him, he'll give you desires of your heart. Did you know his word said that he's never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed bed for bread? Did you know when you trust God, God will give you manna. God will make a way. God will even wipe out bills for you. God will wipe out anything that will cause you to be in a place of unbelievable. You can't even understand it. If you just trust God, and Psalms 57:1, you could talk to God and ask God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in you. I will make you my refuge. I just wanted to give you little key parts of the scripture. In verse 2, it says, I will cry unto God. Cry back unto God. Tell God you love him. Tell God I'm asking you, God, to forgive me because I didn't do it right. I got caught up in trusting myself. I got caught up in looking at everything else. I got caught up with what they were showing me on social media. I got caught up with putting all this mess out there, what I could have been putting your word out there. I got caught up because you said every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is King of King and Lord of Lord. God, I forgot to make it about you. God, I asked you to put me in a place and to give me this and to give me that. And when you did it, God, after I told you I would give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory every day, God, somewhere I forgot. Don't wait till you need something to remember that you love the Lord. Don't wait till you need something to remember that God loves you. Know that you love the Lord and know that the Lord loves you and that you, like I said before, stop by and just say, God, hi. When you sit down to dinner, if you don't make him a plate, ask him, do he want some of yours? Share what you got with him. Give thanks before you eat it. Give thanks while you eat it, because some of y'all don't understand. You can eat, or some of you all forgot, you can eat and start choking over the food or the drink that you're drinking, and sometimes you can recover, sometimes you won't. But don't wait till you need God to holler out, oh God. And don't try to prove to nobody that God exists. Let your life be a proof that God exists. Because you could be doing some things in life and people will be looking at you and say, ooh, you so lucky, then that's when you get a chance. If they said to you, so no, 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 I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. We know favor ain't fair, but I'm glad to be favored in the sight of God. I'm glad to be favored in God's eyes. I'm glad to walk around with favor. You know, Revelations 2 and 10 says up in there, God will give us a crown of life. Endure to the end. Stay focused on God. Stay focused on the will that he has for your life. Ask God to allow you to decrease that he may increase. And ask God what his will for your life is. And endure. Stay focused. Stay on point. So when it's all said and done, you will get your crown of life. Revelation 21 and 4, God says, he will wipe away all the tears from our eyes. There shall be no more death, sorrow, crying, pain, for the former things are all passed away. Ain't that good to know? Minister Margot say, let his light shine through you. That's right. When you allow God to be your God, when you allow God to control your life, where you decrease and let him increase. One thing I had to learn, that every time I needed to say something, wanted to say something, had got to say something, I didn't need to say it. One of the hardest things I had to do was learn how to shut up. Learn how to not always express myself. Tell you how I feel. Tell you how this gonna go. I had to learn that sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it, and you don't need to say everything all the time because you don't know the mindset that person could be in. The word of God speaks of this thing right here. When you talk, it touches the top of your mouth, it touches the back of your teeth. It even helps you with taste buds. This thing right here can kindle a mighty fire. And all fires can't be put out. We saw that just in the last riot. All fires can't be put out because all fires wouldn't start with the same repellent or whatever it is, the word is I should be using. I can't think of it right now. But all fires are not kindled the same way. Some are fires you can never put out. Some are fires will just simmer out, or they'll just smoke a little, or you will have a mess on your hands. Sometimes the fire spreads. So be careful what you say and what you do. Be careful that you're not blinding the light of God because you're trying to be the one shining. That's a whole nother conversation. Now, Revelations 21 and 5 say, he will make all things new. You know what? I thank God that he threw my sins into the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember no more. And when I run into people that try to bring up my used to be's, once was, I remember when, I just look at them and say, you know what I thank God for? I thank God for saving me. Because, see, if I still had to live in the place that you still trying to make me live, I wouldn't be where I'm at. I wouldn't be in a place where God has blessed me. I wouldn't be in a place where God has taken me out of and brought me into. I wouldn't be in the mindset that I could just look at you and say, wow, you still living in what once was. You still living in used to be land. I done moved on because this is a place that God has told me, stop living in yesteryears. I threw it into the sea of forgetfulness. So when they try to remember it, don't worry about it. Tell them about the new things God has done for you. Tell them about God, how he pulled your feet out of the miry clay. Tell them how he planted you by a river so you won't be moved. Tell them about how God said, on a rock I will build this church. Tell them what God said about you. Stop looking at where I once was. See, in Psalms 91 and 2, I found out the Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my fortress. I found out in God I will and I can, and I am going to trust. I can't worry about all the stuff that people say, people do, and people believe. See, one thing I say and I do, I say for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. One thing I believe, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. One thing that's going to be steadfast in my house, for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. And anything and anybody that's in my house that don't want to serve the Lord, you know what? I have two ways in and two ways out. Because for where I'm at and where I've been, nobody but God. People say it don't take all that. No, maybe for you it don't. See, I done been through some things. Now, I ain't even told y'all, I ain't remind y'all about I had a stroke. I had heart problems. I ain't even remind y'all about that. See, I'm too busy trying to let you all know I still owe God that from when I was younger. Y'all ain't hear me. I still ain't gave him enough praise and enough honor for when I was younger. When you get through looking at it and thinking about it, well, you know how sometimes we say, I got more years behind me than I got in front of me. So before I can even start giving God the thanks and appreciation and the praise for right now, I still got to be giving God the thanks and appreciation for back then. See, God could have left me back there in that mess. God could have left me back there in that mindset. God could have left me back there with that hard heart where it was all about me, myself, and I. Y'all know them. The three people that live in you. Me, myself, and I. This is how me want it. This is how myself want it. And this is how I'm going to have it. Me, myself, and I. But God looked upon me one day and said, I'll give her another chance. He said, repent or else. Look where he brought me from. That's right, Minister Margot. Look where he brought me from. That's an old hymn we used to sing in church. Look where he brought me from. I'll tell y'all. He said, go back and do your old works. When we used to have the revivals, when we used to have the shut-ins, when we used to call on the Lord all day and all night, when we used to stand on the altar and just say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. How the mothers of the church would have us saying that until something happened. And they knew when you was playing, until something happened. When you start recognizing God for God, and you start acknowledging God for God, and you start depending on God for real. His words say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Ain't nothing like your add-on. Ain't nothing like these things. Because, see, a lot of times, as Apostle Elect had said earlier, we look at money, silver and gold. But a lot of times, safety, health. We was born in Englewood, but we was raised up on the west side. So we went from one side of town to the other side of town. My west side, Englewood and Chicago people know what I'm talking about. And to be able to survive both areas, that lets us know that our God is an awesome God. There's nothing he can't do. And when you have that type of God, once you realize you left him, and you realize he's a faithful God, a forgiving God, you can go back to him. Why would you? I love the Lord with all my heart. I thank God that I have a chance daily. Like I said earlier, his mercies are new every morning. I have a chance to ask God daily to forgive me, because a lot of times it's not what comes out of our mouth. It's the things that's in our heart. Because if our heart dwells on it and is not from about God, it's sin. And God said, no sin shall enter in. And I'm asking God to take away all the sins of my life. God, don't let me leave this earth until I do what you told me to do. Don't let me leave this earth till I know that you have my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm trusting God. Yes, some things you have to give up, some people you have to give up, because God said in his word that he would take the candlestick away. Watch who your candlestick is. Oh, look at that. Back to the light. God is our light and our salvation. Of whom shall we fear? Oh, I'm just trying to tell you, know who God is. He's your first love. And with all things said and done, he's your first true love. He's your only love that loved you first. You didn't have to go looking for him. He went seeking for you. My Pastor Fred Thomas, who has gone on to be with the Lord, he loved that song, "He Came Seeking for Me." Yes, I thank God that he came seeking for me. Even when I wasn't looking for him, he came seeking for me. Even when I wasn't thinking about him, he came seeking for me. And when my sick heart realized that the Lord of my salvation was seeking for me, and I decided, I got tired of playing like I wanted to be saved. I got tired of playing like I was going to be saved. I accepted the Lord with my whole heart. And with that being said, I'm going to say to you all, thank you all for your input. Thank you all for joining me on tonight. I hope I said something that helped you. I hope I said something that will cause you to remember that Revelations 2 and 4 said, well, we left our first love. We want to go back to being in love with the Lord. I want you to know to repent, or else God said he'll come quickly. He'll remove your candlestick. Don't let it happen. So if anybody on Blog Talk has anything to say, please say it at this time. For you all on Facebook, thank you again. We'll see you next Friday. We'll see you Monday. Also on Sundays, Sunday mornings from 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser. Monday nights will be our very own Minister Margot McCoy. This third Monday of the month, she will be bringing the word forth, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next Friday, the fourth Friday of the month, Prophet Antoine Thomas will be bringing the word on Friday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You all join our ministries, celebrate the different men and women of God that's speaking on these ministry programs, because the word we give comes from God. And I just want you all to know, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, shall he not do it? And if he do it, it will be good. When God forgive you, it's good. So Facebook Live, I love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Good night, Facebook. Blog Talk. And I just want you all to know, thank you all for joining in. Is there anybody on the Blog Talk would like to give any comments or would like to have any words tonight?